What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, February 16th, 2017. Sure, happy it's Thursday. We have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And I would say, obviously, the top story today is we are in the middle of a full court BEX. The entire corporate media is unloading on Donald Trump. They're trying to push this Russia issue as hard as they can. They've got blazing headlines about what a terrible thing this is. And then if you actually read down in there, they say, well, this is just what we're being told by these unnamed anonymous intelligence officials who have to remain anonymous because blah, 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 blah. So there really is no story there. It is a headline without substance. It is a full, it's a smear job is what it is. The deep state, the corporate media, the CIA, the cocaine cartel, whatever you want to call them, they are out to smear and destroy Donald Trump because they are afraid that once he finds out what's really been going on in this country for the last 30 years, he's going to scrape out the federal government like a hollow gourd and start all over from scratch here. So we're seeing articles like this one here in the Daily Mail in Great Britain. Donald Camp's hotline to Moscow. Explosive phone records and intercepted calls show Trump aides and campaign staff repeatedly contact Russian intelligence officers in the year before the election and the candidate was briefed. And this is all being sourced out of the New York Slimes. But even the Slimes said that their source for all of this were interviews it carried out with four current and former American officials. In other words, the New York Slimes has not seen these records, has not listened to the intercepts. They're going solely on the word of these intelligence officials who have openly declared war on the President of the United States, not to mention democracy itself. I mean, it is really out there and over the top. Now, Chuck Schumer is being quoted in The Hill as saying there's a possible cover-up by the Trump administration over their contacts with the government of Russia. And he's out there screaming they're going to destroy evidence, they're going to destroy evidence. Boy, where were all these strident demands for investigation when Hillary Clinton was engaged in her corruptions? Another example we've got here, this is over at Raw Story. U.S. allies also intercepted contacts between Trump campaign and Russian operatives. And, of course, buried inside, these sources spoke on condition that they not be identified because they were not formally authorized to disclose the information. This is a smear job, plain and simple. And the FBI has already said their investigation showed no collusion between the Russian government and the Trump campaign. Remember when they were doing the headlines about Russia's interfering in the German elections and the German intelligence services investigated? They couldn't find anything either. And to show you how desperate they are, they actually dragged Dan Rather out of retirement to come on out and say Trump's Russian scandal could be bigger than Watergate. And it's just, and he's like, we must do all that. And of course, if you can't trust the man who lied to all of America about the Kennedy assassination, who can you trust? Now, Donald Trump has had his first solo press conference and just uncorked and fired back saying, you guys are just making this stuff up. And he's responding to a Wall Street Journal that claims America's intelligence agencies are purposely withholding information about Russia from Donald Trump out of fear that it will be sent to Vladimir Putin. I mean, this is just getting to ridiculous, ridiculous attempts. Now, Democrats in Congress are screaming they want a probe into Donald Trump and the Russia link, but Attorney General Jeff Sessions has to be kept out of it. Why? Do they think an attorney general might interfere with an investigation into corruption? I can't imagine why they would think that would be a possibility. Right, Loretta? Now, then we have this other article that came out of Raw Story about how a former CIA official says having Trump in the White House is the gravest threat since the Civil War. And he's quoted as saying, we are facing the gravest threat to our institutions and our government since 1861, since the country broke in half. This is coming from Glenn Carl, who served as a deputy officer in the National Intelligence Council. Now, from his point of view at the CIA, yeah, Trump is a threat. because of what the CIA has been doing. And this, again, this all goes back, among many other crimes, but the one we're talking about here is that Operation Screwworm, operated out of Arkansas in the mid-1980s, that was manufacturing untraceable military weapons and sending them down to Nicaragua to use against the Contras. And because this was a violation of the Boland Amendment and the Logan Act, they were funding it all by smuggling tons of cocaine back into the United States of America to sell to your children under the watchful eye and protection of then-Governor Bill Clinton, all under the direction of then-Vice President George Herbert Walker Bush. That's where all of the last 30 years of crime and corruption was born. And from the CIA's point of view, Trump is a threat to their institution. And they're very, very scared. They got to get him out there before he actually starts to learn what's been going on here. Now, Trump is out there saying that intelligence agencies and the media are using this fake Russian connection to distract from and cover up Hillary Clinton's crimes. He thinks they're going on the offensive against him, so he cannot go on the offensive against Hillary Clinton. He's only partially right. But he points out correctly, we had all this evidence of corruption. We had the head of the FBI actually saying Hillary Clinton committed Title 18 violations. Why did they get a free pass on all of this? But again, this is another example of what I see as Trump's dangerous naivete, because his worldview is made up mostly of what he's been seeing on TV, movies, and the corporate media, almost all of which is a complete fantasy. Trump apparently doesn't yet know about that gun and cocaine running that led to the Iran-Contra scandal and how it is the launching point for the Bush and Clinton's rise to the duocracy or duopoly. And the CIA are going to do whatever they take to protect themselves from having to go to prison. We're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And here's the part that Trump needs to realize. Remember, Donald Trump went over, he did a speech at the CIA, we're going to remove the columns, we're going to make things better. And Donald Trump does not yet understand. The CIA will not help Donald Trump end corruption in the U.S. government because the CIA is the source of the corruption. With all that drug running, and it wasn't just Arkansas, they were bringing heroin back from Vietnam, and using it to fund off-the-shelf, non-approved by Congress, covert operations. Now, here's a very optimistic article in the Daily Caller. U.S. government drug smuggling agency spanning the Clinton, Shrub, and Obama administrations doesn't last long under the Trump administration. Yes, that's what we want to see happen, and that's why those critters in that swamp are fighting back. It's one thing to drain the swamp. It's another thing to try and remember you're there to drain the swamp when you're up to your rear end in alligators trying to bite off parts of your body. Or to eat your lieutenants bit by bit, which is what just happened to Mike Flynn. Now remember, only last January, Chuck Schumer was on Rachel Maddow's program and he said the intelligence community of the United States of America is going to declare war on the President of the United States. In a very real way, we are seeing a virtual, abstracted civil war already in place in this country. It's being fought in the media. It's being fought online. I certainly hope we can keep it there, but virtual abstracted civil wars have a really bad habit of turning into real bloody in the street civil wars. I'm not the only person who's saying that. EndoftheAmericanDream.com has exactly the same headline. A civil war for control of the U.S. government has erupted between the deep state and Donald Trump. Go back and read your Constitution. We the people are supposed to be the ultimate control over the U.S. government. Clearly the CIA has gone rogue. Clearly the entire intelligence community has gone rogue. And we know how the corporate media has been compromised by the CIA going back to at least the end of World War II through the CIA's Operation Mockingbird. Remember when Sally Denton and Roger Morris had put together a story about all this government-sanctioned drug running out of MENA, Arkansas? And they had a lot of the information everybody had thought had disappeared with the assassination of cocaine pilot, CIA pilot Barry Seal. And they had recovered it all. And they wrote the story. They took it to the Washington Post. It was fact-checked by the Washington Post's own lawyers and cleared for publication and was spiked. by Washington Post managing editor Bob Kaiser, who also happens to be a fellow Skull and Bones alumni with George Bush. Ultimately, the article was published in Penthouse magazine, and it told a very, very dark story about just how badly corrupted our federal government is with drug money. And, of course, the corporate media said, well, if it's in Penthouse, I mean, why would you pay attention to that? Just go look at the naked ladies and don't read all that stuff about how our government is involved in drug smuggling. We really, it's such a kooky thing to be thinking about here. Dennis Kucinich has gone public saying the intelligence community is making every effort they can to upend Donald Trump. They are, in effect, in a state of rebellion against the lawful authority of the United States of America. They are committing treason against the Constitution, against the American people. And they are a danger. And the big issue is they want these wars with Russia and China, or at least a cold war, so they can bleed the American people to buy weapons that don't really work, and it doesn't matter because they're never really going to be used. It's all just big booga booga, give us your money, we'll protect you from the evil Russians, just like they did in the 1950s and 1960s. The real danger, the real gamble they're taking, in an age of a much more aware and skeptical general population, if the deep state starts a war, it may very well wind up aimed at them instead of at the designated victims. Now, William Crystal is out there tweeting, saying that he would rather the deep state take over the nation than allow President Trump and the legitimate government of this country to continue. He's fully on board with this idea of taking down the legitimate government of the United States and replacing with some kind of a junta. So we know which side he is on. All right, we're going to grab ourselves a phone call. Bob in Las Vegas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I have to second what some of the callers said yesterday about Robert David Steele. Trump should bring him into his administration. I would love to see a guy like Robert David Steele or Pat Buchanan as Trump's chief of staff. I mean, that would greatly counter his naivete, and these are guys that are insiders, or at least Buchanan was an insider, who's in many ways an outsider, but who know how Washington operates. He would be ideal, but I don't think Trump would ever have either of the two as chief of staff, but I would love to see it happen. But also, did you see that tweet from that former NSA official referring to one of his friends in the intelligence community saying Trump will die in jail?
Yeah, that's been all over the web. It's been all over the independent media. I mean, that's really, really tough talk. And the only way Donald Trump is, yeah, they're talking about literally overthrowing the government of the United States of America and throwing Trump in prison. I mean, the intelligence community is in open rebellion against the United States of America. That's really what it comes down to.
Yeah. Mike, just quickly on this cashless society you were talking about yesterday, this also would have an impact on contributions to independent media. If that should happen, those transfers could easily be denied by the central authorities. They could just say, "Oh, sorry, this independent media is terroristic, or it's a dangerous outfit that promulgates fake news, so we have to deny this transfer of funds."
Well, they could do that pretty much right now if they felt they could get away with it, because it's not like anybody walks up to my door, knocks on it, and hands me a suitcase full of cash. I'm getting donations, through bank checks and through the PayPal transfers. So if they were going to take that drastic step, they are actually in a position to do it now.
But I think it would be a lot easier if the cashless society came into effect.
Well, I agree with you, unless the computers for the cashless society are programmed by the same people who did the Obamacare website, in which case we're all in a lot of trouble.
Oh, Mike, last, you mentioned how Claire's credit card was, that information was compromised.
Yes.
You said a year ago while you were shopping. Is that, I just purchased one of these, I think it's whatever, RTI or REI wallets. Does that protect any of my cards that have these chips in them? Because it claims to do so.
Yeah, they really will work. It's basically it's a wallet with a built-in Faraday cage. And it will limit, because those chips are very low power. In fact, the chips actually get the power to transmit from the incoming signal. That's why there's no battery or anything in there. So if the signal hits your wallet and doesn't get on through, then the chip on the card will never activate.
Okay, because the wallet feels like a typical leather wallet. I don't feel anything in terms of any difference in terms of the feel of the wallet.
All it takes is a very fine metal mesh. And I imagine there might be some. Well, there's an easy way to test it. Go out and make a purchase, and just swipe the wallet over the terminal and see if the credit card registers. And if it doesn't, then obviously the wallet is working.
Okay, very good. All right, Mike. Thank you again for your brilliant work. I cannot overstate it enough how much I appreciate your work, you and Claire's work. And I don't even watch the news. I get all my news from your broadcast.
Well, thank you very much for those very kind words. I appreciate it, and you're very welcome, and we're going to keep on doing it just as long as we possibly can, or as long as is necessary. I mean, I can be very, very honest. Back in 1994, when I got kicked out of Hollywood over the Vince Foster affair, I figured I'd start this blog, I'd put some stuff out there, there'd be another Watergate-type hearing, somebody would resign, that would be the end of it, and I could go back to being, you know, working in movies and everything. And I, to be very honest, never dreamed it would continue for all these years, and now we're looking at a situation where it doesn't look like there really is any end in sight unless the government does actually go through a Soviet Union-style collapse.
That's Hollywood's great loss and our great gain.
I appreciate that, but you know there are other things I'd much rather be doing than this, but I do appreciate the thought.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Mike.
All right, thank you. We're going to switch over to Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. This is definitely a declared war by the intelligence community and probably the Defense Department as well. But probably. We don't know that for sure. Intelligence, definitely. But I was shocked at the Jared Kushner, George Soros link that is being, at least people are alleging. And I wanted to hear what you had to say about that.
Well, you know, I've been watching all this stuff, this fury start to build around George Soros, and there's one thing that we need to be very aware of, and that is, for a man of his wealth, Soros is pretty much linked to everybody, not all of which may indicate nefarious intent on the part of both parties. Soros is still making money with which to play his other games with. It's not like he's got a magic goose laying his golden eggs or anything. And it's like when Donald Trump was first campaigning, they're saying, well, Donald Trump's met this person and Donald Trump's met that person. Well, at that level of society, everybody pretty much meets everybody and is on a first-name basis. So it's not enough to say this person knows this person. You have to take the next step and actually document the compromising connection. And not just merely imply that Donald Trump is going to do this because he was seen having coffee with this other person.
Well, it's not Trump I'm worried about. It's Kushner.
Yes. The same thing applies. We need to find out how is Kushner being influenced by George Soros. Is he being influenced? Quite probably. Or rather, it's being tried at least. But we need to find out what is actually happening here. Right now, one of the things that I'm finding most alarming about the independent media is it is giving way to more and more guessing and speculation. Of course, that's what got Webster Tarpley into trouble. And I think we need to go the other way. We need to be more cautious. I'm going to be a lot more cautious. It's not enough to say person X and person Y have a link. Well, it's like the situation with Trump talking with people in Russia prior to running for president. He had business interests there, and it would be perfectly acceptable for him to be conducting business and being in communication with people inside Russia. So we need to actually find out the entire substance. We need to go back to those five W's, who, what, where, when, and why. And answer all of those before we say we've got something that's worth talking about. Should we continue looking? Yes. Do we have anything solid yet? I'm not feeling it. Anyway, listen, Peter, thanks an awful lot. Got to let you go. We'll be right back after these commercials.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, something rather interesting to look at. Just before he left office, President Obama very quietly expanded the NSA's ability to spy on innocent Americans and basically authorized them to just share whatever they found with anybody else they felt like. Previously, there had been restrictions where this information the NSA was stealing could go to. And now it appears that this is in large part what is being used against President Trump. Now, Lou Dobbs is out there saying that Obama is getting very close to the edge of sedition and high treason. And he goes back about, you know, where former President Obama was saying he was heartened by the anti-Trump protests. That could be construed as sending a message of approval, saying, yes, agitate, try and cause chaos. It's time for Donald Trump to really start cleaning house and get rid of those Obama holdovers. Because if, in fact, Obama is one of the ringleaders of this attempt to stage some kind of a color revolution, bring down the legitimate elected government of the United States of America and replace it with a junta. And by the way, Michael Moore wants Hillary Clinton installed in charge of that junta. That'll make the hair go up on the back of your neck. Trump's going to have to act decisively. Trump needs to realize just what it is he's up against. Now, to show you how desperate they are against Donald Trump, do you remember during the campaign, the corporate media made a big deal over the fact that Donald Trump's father, Fred Trump, had been arrested at a riot caused by the KKK. And the story was he was arrested and immediately released. The story didn't even say he was a member of the KKK. In fact, there was no indication that he was anywhere other than just in the wrong place at the wrong time. And this was all 9 years before Donald Trump was born. And they were making a big deal. See, the family's got racist roots and everything. So they're back to that one again. The FBI has released files on a race discrimination probe into the Trump apartments under the control of Fred Trump. Not Donald Trump, Fred Trump, that there may have been racial discrimination in the letting of apartments to people in the 1970s, which, and sadly, tragically, was in fact common back there. But you know something? It really doesn't matter what the father does. It shouldn't. When John F. Kennedy was running for the White House, when Robert F. Kennedy was running for the White House, when Teddy Kennedy was running for the White House, nobody brought up old Joe Kennedy's links to organized crime and rum running, did they? There's sort of a tradition in this country. The crimes of the parents do not follow the children. But in this case, they're just trying to find whatever they can. And they're reaching back into the 1970s for anything they can use as ammunition here. Now then, as you know, Donald Trump has a new national security advisor, Robert Harwood. And his way of stopping the leaks is he's cleaning out his part of the White House staff. They're all getting their pink slips. They're not going to bother and try and find who actually was the leaker. All the Obama holdovers are gone. He's bringing in his own staff he knows he can trust. And that's an important first step. Donald Trump should have done that day one in the White House. He was trying to be magnanimous and generous by allowing the Obama holdovers to stay there. And for certain things like, you know, the cooks and the domestic staff, who cares? But obviously, he allowed people to remain on the staff who were not loyal to him, who were loyal to the liberal agenda, to the globalists, to the New World Order. Now, speculation is still running around over exactly what was behind the political assassination of Michael Flynn. And was it just this idea that he talked to the Russian ambassador? Was it this misrepresentation to the vice president? Probably not. One of the big issues is that Michael Flynn was not on board with the globalist New World Order agenda. In fact, his attitude basically was the United States needs to mind its own business. It's not our job to save the world. And that may have been one of the reasons why he was targeted for removal. Because certainly from George Soros' point of view, if he can't get rid of an anti-globalist Donald Trump, he can pare down the anti-globalist staff of the White House. And that may be what's going on. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And adding insult to injury and signaling that Mike Flynn's career is over, at least officially, he's had his security clearance revoked. All on the basis of unfounded rumors and a smear job. But the intelligence community has declared war on Trump and anybody that is cooperating with Trump, and so this is just another form of that. Now, interestingly enough, considering that it is the Democratic Party that is always in favor of raising taxes to have money to spend on illegal immigrants and refugees and transgender bathrooms and human-caused global warming, now they are mounting a campaign for a tax boycott against the Trump administration. They're trying to get all the Democrats to refuse to file and pay taxes this year. This is from a report in The Guardian, and be interesting to see how much traction they get on that one. Now, complying with his campaign promise to try and control spending, Donald Trump's White House is already showing a lot of signs. He's basically browbeat a lot of these military contractors into lowering price on some of these systems they're delivering, many of which don't really work anyway. And the same is also happening to the Office of the First Lady. And again, you need to remember, there really is no constitutional Office of First Lady. It's a courtesy title only. Now, when Michelle Obama was the first lady, she had a staff of 20 employees. That's a large staff for an unelected position with no official duties whatsoever. And those were all very highly paid positions. Our current First Lady, Melania, has only hired two people, a chief of staff and an events planner. And that may be it. Now, as I mentioned in passing before, Michael Moore is out there calling for Donald Trump to be arrested and for Hillary Clinton to be installed as president of the United States of America. And he's out there screaming about Trump's contacts with Russia. Russia interfered with the election. And again, the FBI has investigated. They found nothing. And he's out there screaming, bring down the current government, make Hillary the empress. And I would remind Mr. Moore of Title 18, U.S. Code, Section 2385, advocating the overthrow of government will get you locked up in prison. So maybe you ought to be thinking about your next documentary is going to be Bubba and Me or something along that line. You did a wonderful job on doing a report about the prisons in Norway, but you were on the outside at that time. Maybe your next documentary will be a look at America's prison system from inside. And that will be quite a colorful thing. Now, here's the point I want to make. Freedom of speech is actually clarified within the First Amendment itself. The right to peacefully assemble and petition the government for redress of grievances without fear of that government reprising because you assembled peacefully and said, hey, we don't like what you're doing. That's it. Freedom of speech does not protect you when you're out there calling for revolution, when you're rioting in the streets, breaking windows in the Starbucks. And freedom of speech does not protect you from violations of U.S. law that say calling for the overthrow of the government, calling for the assassination of the president. I'm amazed at all these people talking about Trump should be assassinated. They should be arrested in jail. Now, I've, for the last almost 2.5 decades, had a lot of problems with the government. But you have to try and work within that system to try and get the system to correct itself. Now, I've got some email the other day saying, well, how can you be criticizing all these people about, you know, wanting to bring down the government when you've been talking about the government coming on down? Well, there's a difference between passive and active. Passive is when I say I fear that the U.S. government, if it does not change course, will go through a collapse much like this former Soviet Union. And I'm still of that opinion, by the way. That's a passive comment. An active comment is if I'm out there with a flaming torch and a pitchfork saying, kill them all, let God sort them out. Now, do you remember when they were trying to massage former Iranian President Ahmadinejad's words and the headlines were Ahmadinejad says, I want to wipe Israel off the face of the map? That's an active comment. But it turns out it was a mistranslation by memory. The Middle East Media Research Institute, which is now known to be an Israeli propaganda front, what Ahmadinejad actually said is Israel will eventually vanish from the pages of history. That is a passive comment. And there is the difference. When you have Michael Moore out there saying, arrest Donald Trump, bring down our current system, install Hillary Clinton, that's a very active call for the overthrow of the United States government. Certainly when Trump had won the election, I held out a hope that we could, working within the system, turn things around and start that long, slow trip back to being a constitutional republic with a democratically elected government by virtue of honest, unriggable, fully transparent elections. At this point, it doesn't look like the deep state wants that. The deep state is still pushing for a fascist economic dictatorship. They're still pushing for a new world order and global government. The difference is now everybody sees them do it. Remember years ago I made this comment, it's on one of the coffee cups you can buy from our store. The fastest way to bring down a dictatorship is to force them to act like one where everybody can see it, and that is exactly what's going on right now. Americans are waking up and saying, wait a minute, these intelligence agencies are supposed to be working for the executive branch, not declaring war on it over who's in charge. And certainly anybody who's a student of the Kennedy assassination understands that was a big part of what was going on back then as well. Now, a little bit of good news we can all celebrate. A formal complaint has been filed with the Federal Elections Commission against the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee. The Public Interest Legal Foundation is an Indiana-based law firm that litigates ballot box integrity lawsuits. And they filed their complaint with the FEC, arguing that agents from the Democracy Partners and the Fovell Group, the persons who were caught on James O'Keefe's undercover videos, were engaging in public communications, campaign activity, targeted voter registration drives, and other targeted get-out-the-vote activity at the request, direction, and approval of Hillary for America, which is the official name of the Clinton campaign, and the Democratic National Committee. And when all these people were being caught, when these O'Keefe videos first came on out, we were pointing out, this is a violation of the law. Anytime we said there needs to be arrest, what did we get from Hillary's campaigns? Oh, you're being sexist. You just don't want to have a woman as a president. Of course, my reply is, I don't have a problem with a woman as a president. I have a problem with that particular individual as president. If Tulsi Gabbard runs for president, I'm going to support her. If those of you who want a woman president, get a candidate that you can actually get behind. Tulsi Gabbard. I would absolutely, without question, support her. Especially after what she did over there in Syria. That took courage. Took a degree of courage we just do not see in present-day Washington, D.C., where lurking in the dark and stabbing in the back is the dominant mode of social interaction. Now, Donald Trump is basically declaring war on these low-life leakers who he feels, justly, have betrayed him. Because in the course of doing the business of the White House, there are going to be discussions back and forth. IDs will be proposed. Some will be rejected and dropped. But if you take these ideas that are being rejected and dropped and you leak them to the media can take them and turn them into something very, very dark. And Sean Spicer was absolutely correct in today's press conference saying this is what the corporate media should be reporting on, not this very tenuous claim that Russia somehow interfered with the U.S. election to work against Hillary Clinton, even though all the detected election fraud favored Hillary Clinton. But the media should be looking at all cases where classified information is being leaked out by government officials. And, of course, that was a left-handed reminder that the corporate media turned an absolute blind eye to the scandal of Hillary Clinton's weak email server, on which were parked some of the nation's most closely guarded secrets. And we know that server was penetrated by at least 10 foreign governments. At the same time, huge volumes of money were pouring in to the Clinton Foundation, and the corporate media gave them a complete pass. And here's where you begin to see the arrogance of the corporate media, where they think they're really something special, that they're something superior. Because after all these months of comparing Donald Trump to Adolf Hitler, to Genghis Khan, to Cthulhu, to Satan himself, and now the journalists are upset that Spicer is not calling on them first for questions. He's going to the back of the room, to the smaller media, to the more independent media. And the corporate media's attitude is, well, of course we called you all those bad names. That's what we're being paid to do, but that's no reason for you not to go on favoring us in these press conferences. It's a very high degree of accuracy. And here's a good one. Bannon supposedly walked past a group of corporate media news reporters, and he just quipped, the opposition party all lined up, which is kind of funny. And the reporters just went ballistic saying, he's insulted us, he's insulted us, oh my goodness. Well, those poor, poor corporate media snowflakes so easily wounded. I mean, if you're that fragile, you shouldn't be working in the media. Because any media, any entertainment, I've been there, it's a hostile environment. Whining and crying bunch of sissies. They really are. All righty. And at this point, it seems like a good idea to remind everybody once again of the CIA's Operation Mockingbird, which was a program by the CIA to deliberately subvert and bring under their control the entire corporate media. And it goes all the way back to the end of World War II, where even though we were all told Hitler was a bad guy and everything the Nazis did was terrible, the U.S. government, through Operation Paperclip, were grabbing all these Nazis and saying, wow, how did you do what you did? We want to do that here. And one of those was how adroitly the Nazi propaganda apparatus had compromised Germany's free press of the day. And they started emulating those same things. And I love some of the quotes that come out of this. You could get a journalist cheaper than a good call girl for a couple of $100 a month. This was a CIA operative discussing with Philip Graham, the editor of the Washington Post, on the availability and prices of journalists willing to peddle CIA propaganda and cover stories. This is in the book Catherine the Great by Deborah Davis, New York Sheridan Press, 1991. William Colby, former CIA director, before he took his canoe trip, said the Central Intelligence Agency owns everyone of any significance in the corporate media. Well, he said major media, but we're updating it here. So that's basically it. The corporate media is under the direct control of the Central Intelligence Agency. Their job is to brainwash you into thinking everything is hunky-dory, that you still have honest elections, that you still have healthy medicines in the stores, that the food in the supermarkets is safe to eat. That's their job. Remember when this whole fake news kerfuffle first erupted, and I said the corporate media is trapped by their own business model. They're not paid those multi-million dollar paychecks to tell you the truth. They're paid those multi-million dollar paychecks to be very convincing liars. If they were to start telling the truth, those million-dollar paychecks would vanish overnight. Now, there's another article. This is over at Natural News. The New York Slimes has committed treason by using fake news to overthrow the United States government. Now, remember, the New York Slimes, when this whole Russia thing came on up, they were printing quotes from what they claimed was a Twitter feed belonging to Mike Flynn. And it turned out it was a fraudulent Twitter feed that was putting out quotes, misquotes, and even Nancy Pelosi's still using them. And the Times was forced to edit that out from their online version of the story. And Natural News says it's time to start arresting these traitors who pretend to be journalists. Well, we don't even call them journalists anymore. We call them prostitutes and correspondents. And the older media is very much definitely in trouble. Back in 2011... The Huffington Post warned that Fox Business News would need 69 years to ever dream of overtaking CNBC. And just 6 years later, Fox Business has overtaken CNBC for 4 months in a row. A big part of that may have to have been from when CNBC, when this scandal over the gold in the New York Federal Reserve first erupted, they actually ran an editorial saying it didn't matter if the physical gold was still there or not. As long as we had a bookkeeping entry saying it was there, it was all perfectly okay for the purposes of managing international finance. In other words, the gold is there. As long as you don't actually ask for it, everything is fine. CNBC actually took that position. Now, one of the things I have been hoping to see is the corporate media get a clue that in the long run, they're not going to be able to go back to the way things were. And again, the parallel I like to draw is when Gutenberg rediscovered movable type printing and books became affordable to the middle class. And there was a very furious war back then between people who wanted to learn the truth and the rulers who wanted to maintain control over what people thought and believed. And there's a lot of parallels with what's going on now. Eventually, obviously, printing prevailed. And those institutions that could evolve and adapt to the new reality survived. And those that could not went extinct. And so now NBC has broken ranks with the rest of the corporate media and is saying that there is no collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. NBC's Pete Williams is out there tweeting, investigators have found no collusion whatsoever. They're not burying this at the bottom of an article with an inflammatory headline. NBC is clearly trying to distance themselves from this disaster that is the rest of the corporate media, and they will succeed. Right now, I would give very good odds on NBC still being around after CBS, ABC, PBS, Fox, CNN are gone. Because they're doing the right thing. They're understanding the need to evolve and adapt to the new environment of a much more skeptical population who have their own sources of information. So, good for NBC. Alrighty. Now then, getting on over to the war zones, President Bashar al-Assad, even though Assad has got reasons to be very angry with the United States of America, certainly the preceding administrations, he's out there publicly backing Donald Trump over the temporary travel ban from selected countries. And Assad is saying, this is not against the Syrian people. This is clearly an attempt to provide security for the American people against terrorists. Assad has admitted many of the people leaving Syria for the United States have records for terrorism. And Trump is doing the right thing in the view of Syria's President Assad. But you're never going to see that on the corporate media. All right, we've got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, as you know, Donald Trump made an interesting comment the other day where he wants to have good relations with Russia, but he's expecting Russia to give Crimea back to Ukraine. Now, the two really don't go together. And this is why I think what's really going on here is that Trump has told Putin not to worry about it because Trump is trying to convince the war hawks in the Senate that he's really on their side about bloodshed all over the world long enough to get the rest of his appointments confirmed, including the Supreme Court judge. Because the two statements don't really go together. But Moscow has come on out basically saying, no, we're not going to give it back. And their reasoning is very simple. We didn't take it. Crimea asked to become part of us, which is, in fact, exactly what happened. And the U.S. government's rationale is we don't recognize the right of the Crimean people to vote themselves free from our junta and to vote themselves part of Russia. Therefore, since we don't recognize the referendums by default, Russia has stolen Crimea. Now, that's like a guest at a wedding saying that they don't recognize the bride's right to choose the groom. Therefore, by default, the groom has kidnapped and raped the bride. That's the way the logic is kind of unfolding on all of this. So everybody's, the war hawks are out there saying, see, Russia's bad, Russia's bad, Russia's doing me. Now, before we all start seeing the mushroom clouds popping up all over, little bit of things from history that you need to remember. First of all, Russia has never initiated an attack on the West ever. Now, I put that out someplace earlier, and I got a reply back saying, well, you know, didn't Russia attack Poland? Well, Russia was aligned with Germany, and Germany attacked Poland. Remember, the key word here is initiated. Russia has never initiated an attack on the West ever. Now, the charter that transferred Crimea from Turkey to Russia clearly states that if Russia ever loses Crimea, it goes back to Turkey. Now, during World War II, Russia defended Crimea against a lot of outside invaders, including the British. Now, Soviet law required Parliament to approve Khrushchev's gift of Crimea to Ukraine. Remember, Khrushchev himself was from Ukraine, and he said, I'm going to give you Crimea, but he couldn't do that. The law in the Soviet Union said Parliament would have to validate that, to approve it. It's just like with a treaty here in the United States of America. The president can sign all the treaties he wants. Until the Senate ratifies it, it doesn't apply. So under the letter of the law, Crimea never was a part of Ukraine to begin with. Now, for any of the war hawks who are out there who think that Russia's going to be easy prey, you need to reread Napoleon and Hitler and then look into the cost performance ratios of the F-35, the F-22, the Gerald R. Ford, the Zumwalt, the Independence class littoral combat ship, the Freedom class littoral combat ships. And how about a little gratitude here? Because remember, when France and Britain thought about invading the United States in support of the Confederacy, it was Russia that held them in check. I think we owe them a little debt of gratitude on that one. We have to take a break for station identification. We will be right back.
Odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.